American State Trials, 1918, Volume X. Leo Frank. Document, page 93. Here is the translated text as follows. Edward D. Worrell, 61. I don't recollect all the persons who were present at the time of his illness in the orderly room. A short time after the doctor gave him medicine, he became calm. I don't know what he gave him, nor do I know what caused it. I can't swear it was not produced by liquor. I am not a physician and can't swear anything about it. At the time of the controversy between the soldiers and citizens, Worrell said something, but I don't recollect what. He was a very resolute man. I did not know but what he might shoot. There was loud noise and talking. What it was, I did not know, but it was something to the effect to go away and make no more disturbance. We quickly left as soon as we saw the pistol. I have seen Worrell on parade where he acted very strangely as a non-commissioned officer. Worrell was the first sergeant. That office is very important. He is the secretary and keeps all the accounts of the company. He discharged the duties of the company up to the time he deserted, except when he was sick. He kept the sick book. Re-examined. I never saw him worse for liquor than once, and then he was not noticed by the commanding officer. I have never seen him when he was not able, from that cause, to do his duty. Dr. Edward H. Worrell, I am the father of the defendant. I am a teacher, and in connection with my wife, have been conducting a female and male academy. I have been a physician. Mental disorder is a very comprehensive definition, embracing a want of judgment. He showed it very early in life to such an extent as to create alarm in my mind and induce consultation with his mother. He has been subject to delirium from the beginning of his life. In 1845, near Baltimore, about 11 years ago, he was then about 16 or 17 years old. In the evening, he came up to where we were staying. He complained of being weary and tired. He was asked to tea but declined. He said he would rest in the porch and refresh himself. Afterwards, one of his aunts went out after him. She came back and told his mother that Edward was standing by a tree, leaning his head against it and using gestures and actions that indicated extreme aberration of mind and suggested to her dreadful apprehensions that he was crazy. He was rearing and tearing in convulsions, and we could not hold him. He was tearing his hair. He wanted to draw a knife on Mr. Rose. We could not manage him. Mr. Rose was apprehensive that Edward wanted to get a knife out. Edward made indications of getting a knife out, but for what purpose no one knew. He seemed like a perfectly wild man. He stared out of his eyes. It took all of us to keep him down. After a considerable struggle, he was very athletic at that time. We succeeded in getting him down. The paroxysm was still on him, and he continued to throw himself about violently. He was muttering and mumbling and talking. We had to watch him all night, but he was not violent after that. He finally went off in a kind of stupor. He was quiet through the night. He showed no mark of intoxication. I have never seen him so at all. The next manifestation of his variation from a normal state occurred.